Chapter 10. Painful News. After a few questions, Darcy said, "I am sure you want to be alone, so I'll leave. I'm sorry for your family's news." "I am in love with Darcy, but he'll never want me after this," thought Elizabeth when he left. Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner ran back to Elizabeth, who read the two letters aloud. Mr. Gardiner immediately agreed to look for Lydia, and soon they were in the carriage and on the road to Longbourn. When they arrived, Jane had no more news. She took them upstairs to Mrs. Bennet's room.
"My nerves! Oh, my poor Lydia! Mr. Bennet's gone away, and I'm sure he'll fight Wickham. Wickham will kill him!"
Mrs. Bennet cried.
"I'll go to London, and my brother-in-law and I will decide what to do," Mr. Gardiner said to his sister.
"Find Lydia and tell her to marry Wickham soon," Mrs. Bennet said.
"Tell her not to wait for wedding clothes."
Mrs. Bennet would not leave her room because of her nerves. Her family were happy that she stayed there. They could not trust her to keep quiet in front of the servants. When they were alone, Jane answered all of Elizabeth's many questions.
"Have you seen the letter Lydia left for Mrs. Forster?" Elizabeth asked.
"Yes, I have it here,"
Jane answered.
"Read it."
"Dear Harriet, you'll laugh when you hear my news. I'm going to Scotland with Mr. Wickham to get married. I love him very much. You don't have to tell my family. They'll be very surprised when I write to them and end my letter, Mrs. Wickham. Your friend, Lydia Bennet."
"Lydia thinks that he's taking her to Scotland, where people can get married more quickly than in England. But Colonel Forster heard that Wickham didn't plan to go there," Jane said.
Next morning, Mr. Gardiner left for London and wrote to Longbourn with his news. He and Mr. Bennet asked at many hotels, but no one had any information about Lydia and Wickham. Then, Mr. Gardiner learned something terrible. When Wickham left Brighton, he had debts of more than £1,000. Mr. Gardiner encouraged Mr. Bennet to go home while he looked for Lydia. Back in Longbourn, Mr. Bennet spoke to Elizabeth.
"I blame myself. I didn't listen to your advice," he said. "I will never allow an officer inside my house again."
After 2 days, another letter from Mr. Gardiner arrived. Mr. Bennet asked Elizabeth to read it aloud to him and Jane.
"Dear brother-in-law, I've found Lydia and Wickham in London. They're not married, and Wickham didn't plan to marry her. But I've told him my plan for his and Lydia's future, and he agrees. I hope you will agree too. Wickham will marry Lydia if you give him £100 every year, and if you promise Lydia £1,000 after your death. This will pay Wickham's debts. My wife and I will be at their wedding. Please write to me with your answer. Yours, Edward Gardiner."
"You must write the letter immediately," Elizabeth said. "Oh, you'll agree, won't you?"
"Agree? Of course. I'm only embarrassed because Wickham wants a small amount of money. But I'd like to know how much money my brother-in-law has given Wickham. How will I ever pay him back? Mr. Bennet said.
Money from my Uncle Gardner? Jane cried. What do you mean?
No man marries a silly young girl for only £100 each year, Mr. Bennet answered. Wickham is stupid if he marries her for under £10,000.
How could you ever pay that back to our uncle? Elizabeth asked.
Mr. Bennet was silent. Elizabeth and Jane left him in his library to write the letter.
If we ever discover the amount of Mr. Wickham's debts, we'll know what our Uncle Gardner has done for us, Elizabeth said.
We must try to forget what's happened, Jane said. I hope and trust that Lydia and Wickham will be happy.
Neither you nor I nor anybody can ever forget, Elizabeth said.
She thought about Darcy and was sorry that he knew her family's troubles. She was embarrassed that he knew, but she trusted him to keep it secret. Jane and Elizabeth took their uncle's letter upstairs to read it to their mother.
Lydia will be married! Oh, this is wonderful! Mrs. Bennet cried. I want to see her, and Wickham too!
Jane said,
We mustn't forget how much Mr. Gardner has helped us with his own money.
Helping us is the right thing to do, Mrs. Bennet said.
I'm very happy.
I must buy some dresses for Lydia.
But buying dresses for Lydia was impossible. Mr. Bennet was not going to give Lydia any money for anything.
I didn't want to be Darcy's wife, but now I do, and it's too late, Elizabeth thought when she was alone.
Lydia and Wickham were married in London and arrived at Longbourn the same afternoon. Lydia proudly told Elizabeth about her wedding. Then she spoke without thinking.
Our aunt and Uncle Gardner were there, and Mr. Darcy, she said. Oh dear, that was a secret. Please don't tell Wickham I told you.
Elizabeth's surprise was very great, and she quickly sent a letter to her aunt. Mrs. Gardner wrote back immediately to report that Darcy found Lydia and Wickham with Wickham's friend, Mrs. Young. Darcy spoke first to Wickham about his debts and then to Mr. Gardner, who wanted to pay Wickham's debts. But Darcy would not allow him, and he paid Wickham's debts of more than £1,000. He also gave Wickham £1,000 to marry Lydia and got him a job with a new regiment in Newcastle. Mrs. Gardner said that Darcy could not forgive himself for the Bennets' problems. He blamed himself that people did not know the danger Wickham was to young women. He had to pay for his mistake in the only way he could, so he helped the Bennets. Elizabeth hoped this meant he still loved her.
But if Darcy marries me, Wickham will become his brother-in-law, Elizabeth thought.
Nothing could be worse for him.